Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
We got a couple of minutes here, and we'll have a guest talking about, I guess, political compromise in a way. It's kind of interesting thought. Aaron Perlett in The Death of Compromise. It's so fascinating with it, and I think we look at the world events in different ways, but I find the idea of a book about compromise and the history of it in some ways very fascinating. So I look forward to talking to Aaron coming up after the break. We've got about, 15 minutes from now. A few things to get to, and I wanted to find what the very latest was when it came to Iran and the U.S. And here's the latest from CBS News. Potential deal includes 60-day ceasefire extension, halt of fighting on all fronts, including Lebanon, according to sources to CBS, pending Iran's approval. Part of this side, too, is that Iran has come out and said, yeah, it's progressing, but it's nowhere near as complete as Donald Trump leads you to believe. Donald Trump making it sound like it's within his arm's reach. I'm not going to take Iran's word for it. Let me put it that way. I think that in a lot of ways, Donald Trump may be ambitious when he says, okay, we got to get this done, and we know we want to get it done sooner than later. So we're not going to bend on the nukes. We're not going to let you enrich. You're going to have to turn everything over because we can't trust that you're going to not lie to us like you've done every other time. So there's a few things I'm sure they're trying to figure out here. So maybe Donald Trump feels like, okay, since we've made progress, it's closer than we've been in the past. So that's where it's at. That could be a part of it, maybe. So that's where it's at. And it is a Memorial Day, so I don't know how much is going to be happening news-wise, but we'll keep an eye on it for there. One person said, the text message is coming in here. Memorial Day, all gave some gave all. Thank you for that. One person said, thank you for airing the clip with your five-year-old daughter. Explained Memorial Day, it was precious. Prayers and thoughts for all that have served in the military in our country. That's from AJ. Thank you for that, too. And it's so, just to kind of break the fourth wall here, radio on a holiday like this, normally people are sleeping in, they're not in the car, thus listenership is a lot lower than normal when they're not driving around. I know there's Memorial Day is a little bit different. It's a heavy traffic day, but people aren't normally hitting the road this early. They will here soon, and by tonight you'll get some very cramped roadways. So the fact that there's anyone up listening this early, I really do appreciate. I know it's 9:23 in the morning. It's not that early. I should say that we are live here in South Carolina, but just giving you the very latest of what's going on in Iran. There's a few things that happen over the weekend too. And when you have the news shows on Sunday, they like to talk to the newsmakers. You saw that Thomas Massie out of Kentucky, he was primaried and they went in a different direction. They said no more. So they brought him on, and he's kind of giving his, last thoughts in a way. He knows that it's only a matter of time now that he's out of office. And it's Thomas Massie's an interesting guy because on the surface, you can look at him and say he's fighting some really good things. Like, he is fighting the good fight. He is, there's things that he wants, and all of those things line up with the things I want. Very good. And then there's the other side of it, which is he's the turd in a punch bowl type of thing for the party. Doesn't know how to get along with other people. Probably not the best phrase to use on a Monday morning, but you know what I mean. He has a hard time getting things done because he is that hard to work with. So how do you deal with a guy like that? So when push comes to shove and they say you can accomplish all the things that you want while in office, but you can't be the jerk, because if you go out there and you're trying to pick fights with Donald Trump, regardless of what goes on, you're going to have a hard time because you're not going to get anything that you want done. So what's going to happen next with Thomas Massie? His voting record definitely aligns with the things that I would want him to vote on. Is there a future for him? He was on NBC yesterday, and this is his autopsy of his basic time in office.
Congressman Massie, was it all worth it?
It was absolutely worth it for me. Now, I don't think it's going to be worth it for the party. Look, the left, some people on the left have Trump derangement syndrome. They call it TDS. But there's a growing number of people on the right who have a form of TDS called Trump disappointment syndrome. And I think what's going to happen to the party this fall is they've disenfranchised a large portion of that constituency that Trump assembled to get us in the White House, in the Senate majority, and in the House majority. They've alienated MAHA by kowtowing to the pesticide manufacturers and the pharmaceutical manufacturers. They've alienated the fiscal hawks by running Doge out of town. They've alienated the people who don't want to fight another war for other countries. And so I'm worried that in November, this is going to cost the party a lot. But for me, it was completely worth it.
Okay. Is it going to cost the party a lot? One, I don't think he's ever been worried about the party, so don't give me this. Whenever a politician like this goes on, it feels like they had the scripted questions ahead of time as a precursor. I don't feel like this was unscripted. I feel like he had a very calculated answer he was going to give. So take that for what it's worth. I may be wrong, but it just felt that way. Number two, are you truly worried about the party? No, I don't think he is actually worried about the party.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Party. Three, is he right about what he's saying here? Some on the left have Trump derangement syndrome. Well, some on the right have their own version of it where he can do no wrong. I get that too. But some of the things that he's pointing out, not starting a war, this thing with Iran is enough for you to, dig in deep with what's going on in Iran. I find that if it's true that the intelligence showed that they were going to be using the weapons that they have, and they were going to use it against either our allies or ourselves, then us neutralizing those was the right and necessary move. We knew that they were going to continue on this path. Nothing was going to stop them. Was it necessary we just go in and do it unilaterally without, going to Congress? You can question all of these different things. I get it. But to say this is the thing, the hill you're going to die on, is a stupid hill to die on, honestly. And I don't like that we're there. I don't like what we're dealing with right now. But to say it is totally unnecessary and to think that we really have no business doing any of this, I disagree with that. I'd say it definitely is part of our business right now. I get it. And you could be frustrated, but to say I'm going to start a war with Donald Trump over this one thing, as opposed to just saying, listen, I wish this would have played out different. I wish we could have done something differently. To take such a hardline stance on it is the reason you are where you are right now. So he makes it sound like, okay, he's always been like this. I get it. Here's another thing. They were asking him about some of the other things he's been trying to do, like the Epstein list.
As you've noted, the speech and debate clause actually protects you from being prosecuted for whatever you say on the floor of the House. You have named names in the Epstein files in the past. Can we expect you to name more names in the coming weeks and months?
Yes. Todd Blanch is violating the law. There's still millions of files they haven't released. We know from talking to the victims' lawyers that their own 302 forms haven't been released. We know the files have been over-redacted. I have released at least three names of billionaires who are implicated in this. I don't think it's possible to get to convictions with Todd Blanch at the top and with the FBI director, Kash Patel, at the top, because they've effectively both perjured themselves by saying that there's nobody else in the files. Even Melania doesn't believe that. The First Lady knows that Jeffrey Epstein didn't act alone. And here's the great thing, Kristen. Whether I'm in Congress or not, the Epstein Files Transparency Act is a law, and it goes on for years. So if we can't get this attorney general and this FBI director to do the right thing, the next ones who take those seats are obligated by law to release the files.
Yeah. So he's hoping that the torch is carried on. In some ways, I think that's not going away. A lot of times, the Epstein stuff, people do want the Epstein, and I am one of them. I would like to see all of this resolved, and to say that the government's given us everything that there is to give, I don't believe that either. So I get it. I get it. It's noble.
As you've noted, the speech and debate clause actually...
Oh, sorry about that. I pressed the wrong button. We just played that clip. But it's noble. Let me put it that way. It is a noble thing, but you died on the hill. And now you'll have nothing to show for it other than you're a bitter guy that hates Donald Trump. So did it have to end this way? No, it absolutely did not have to end this way. All right, we're trying to reach our guest, Aaron Perlett. We hope to connect with him soon on WORD. Don't go anywhere.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.